Hebrews chapter number 12, and we'll read the first two verses tonight. I'm going to preach on a little subject or do a study tonight on something that money can't buy. Been doing that a lot here lately on something money can't buy, and one of them tonight is the joy of the Lord. Everything that you'll see that we've been studying, that something money can't buy, it is in the fruit of the Spirit. Every one of them attributes are in the fruit of the Spirit. It is found in nothing else but in the fruit of the Spirit tonight. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. Hebrews chapter number 12 and verse number 1. If you found your place, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hebrews 12, 1, the Bible says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Father, I love you. I thank you for this opportunity to come to your house tonight and worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, I'd pray tonight that you would just humble me down tonight and study this word the way you'd have it studied tonight. I'd pray tonight you'd have it preached the way you'd have it preached tonight. And Lord God, I'd pray it be nothing about me, but all about you. Lord God, tonight, joy don't come in being a member of a church. And the joy don't come tonight, Father God, from knowing a lot of things. The joy tonight comes from having you as our Lord and Savior tonight. Lord God, I'd pray tonight that you'd guard my throat and you'd guard my thoughts. And everything that would be done from here on out would be like before. Father God, I'd give you honor, praise, and the glory. Lord God, I ask you to protect this congregation. Lord God, as we come inside these four walls and we study the Word of God, Lord God, I pray you protect us from the devil. Lord God, if he be seated amongst us tonight, I'd ask you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ that you'd cast him out of this building. Lord God, you'd bind him up for a short time. Let us worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, we love you and Father, we thank you. We ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All God's people say it.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated tonight. Something money can't buy, and that is the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. Here as we come and we look into Hebrews chapter number 12 and verse number 2, the Bible says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross." As we come tonight, we see that this joy that I'm talking about tonight, the joy that the Lord gives is His joy tonight. This joy, His joy, get this tonight, it sustained Jesus at the cross, which proves to you and I tonight that joy can remain even through difficult times in a believer's life. But tonight I would ask you a question, and this would be it tonight. What does the joy of the Lord do for you and I tonight? What does the joy of the Lord do for you and I tonight? And I will get into that, but every time I prepare a sermon that God's given me to give to you, I never want to fill my time up with notes. I want to fill it up with the Holy Ghost and let Him speak and let Him lead. This morning as I got up, just as you do, I battled Satan all the day long. My wife, she had done left to go to work, and I'd done had two cups of coffee by then, Sister Vanda, and Kaylee had done went off to work, and I went into my office, and I sat down there about 7 o'clock, and I had this same old $10 King James Bible that I've had since I got saved. All I got when I got saved was a Bible and a burden for lost people. I got a Bible, and I want you to know I started reading it and got under a burden that people was lost and going to hell. And they needed Jesus Christ. He had saved my soul, and I want to see other people saved. But this morning, as I went into my study there, I didn't understand a lot of things that's been going on here at the church and in our lives, and a lot of things in life. And as I went in there, I just laid my head down in my Bible like this, and I wasn't asleep. I was just laying there, and I said, "Lord God, if I'm at the right church and I am the pastor of that church and I'm there for the right season and if I'm in the right season, Lord God, I need a sign, man. I need to know something from heaven. I need to know." I said, "I know you saved my soul and I know that the crowd on the outside says that church looks like it's on fire and it's got it going on. But Lord God, I got to know, is it still my season at Union Chapel or is my season over? Is my season done at this church? Hey, I want to make sure that I keep the joy of the Lord and the fire that God's given me, just like you want to keep fire in your life." And as I studied that this morning, Brother Brent, I prayed, and probably 30 minutes I'd sat there and prayed, and I said, Lord God, amen. And if it ain't, if I'm still in season at that church, if you don't mind, just give me a sign from heaven. And it'll be okay with me if you'll just do that. Thought it'd be a couple weeks before I got a sign from heaven. Can I get an amen? But I do understand God works in His time. As I was sitting there and I was studying a little bit, my phone dinged and Brandy said, do you know what today is? And I said, I have no idea what today is. It's Wednesday night and we're getting ready for service. And she said, well, let me send you something. And today, January the 27th, started my 8th year completed at this church. If that's not a sign from God, I don't know what is. Can I get an amen? As I sat there, and I studied that word and I thought about that it had been that 27th day of January. You voted me in to be your pastor. As I sat there and I thought about that, God brought to my mind, He said, I'm not only going to give you that for an example, but I'm going to give you another example that you ain't looked for in your whole entire life. I called you to be the pastor of that church January the 27th, 2013. I saved your life on August the 27th. 2007, and you was 27 year old. He said, and if you don't know no more than that and you need a little bit more, two in the Bible means that it's a union or their unity. I pastor at Union Chapel. Can I get an amen? And he said, if you don't really get that, let me give you a little bit more joy so you can get on fire and we can just pep your step a little bit. He said, the number 7 means completion, and I want you to know that your job's not done at that church. You get behind that sacred desk and you preach the word of God. He said, man, I want you to know it set a fire under me. It set a fire under my life. Friends, I want you to know I'm not running for man of the year and I'm not running for preacher of the year. All I want to do is preach, thus said the word of God. Even though we're living in hard times and we're living in bad times, I want you to know the joy of the Lord is still in us. Amen. And that's my word tonight to you. The joy of the Lord, it will remain. Friends, tonight, God uses numbers in your life, and He uses numbers in my life, and we must be attentive to the Word of God and understand what He does. So tonight, number one, I ask you a question. What does the joy of the Lord do for you and I tonight? Number one tonight, the joy of the Lord is our strength tonight. If you don't have the joy of the Lord, you don't have much strength. Have you ever been in a place in your life and you've been on the mountaintop and you've been shouting and you've been a hallelujah in one step and glory to God in another, and then all of a sudden the joy just goes away? I've heard people say you can't lose the joy of the Lord. Friends, I want you to know there'll come a time in your life you don't even know if you got any joy. Can I get an amen? Hey, but tonight the joy of the Lord is our strength. Turn with me, if you will, to Nehemiah chapter number 8 and verse number 10, if you will. Nehemiah is standing here and he's talking. He's talking about Ezra, when Ezra had came to this place and he was speaking to the people. Nehemiah chapter number 8 tonight in verse number 10. And we see that the joy of the Lord is our strength tonight. Look what he says in Nehemiah chapter number 8 and verse number 10. You know what the devil wants to rob from you? The number one thing he wants to steal from you is the joy of the Lord. He don't want you to be a happy Christian. He don't want you to be productive. He don't want you to be proud of Jesus. He don't want you to be shouting from the mountaintops. You know what he wants you to do? You know what he wants me to do? He wants me to shut up and sit down. Hey, but I got news for old Satan tonight. He ain't done nothing for me but cause me misery and cause me pain, and I'm going to shout in Jesus' name. Amen. And he says tonight in Nehemiah 8:10 that the joy of the Lord is our strength tonight. Look what he said here. And Ezra was speaking. Nehemiah said, Nehemiah 8:10, then he said unto them, go your way. He said, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Friends, tonight, I want you to get this. The joy of the Lord is your strength. When you don't have the joy of the Lord in your life, your strength is getting weak. Your power is getting weak tonight. He said that strength tonight that the Lord gives us is the joy of the Lord tonight. I don't know about you, but I enjoy being a Christian, don't you? Man, I don't regret one bit that I gave my life to Jesus. I don't regret one bit that He called me to preach. I don't regret one bit that I get to stand and say that Jesus Christ is my strength tonight. He is my way tonight. And He says this, I want you to know the joy of the Lord is your strength. He's your strength when you got trials in your life tonight. Can I say to you tonight, you're going to have to learn to have the joy of the Lord even if you got trials coming your way. There's going to be trials come. You say, what do I do? You got to keep the joy of the Lord right where it needs to be. He said, even through them trials, all the way through the Bible, you've seen people, they had trials and they had things come their ways. And you say, what do they do, preacher? They still allow the joy of the Lord to be their strength. You say, how do I keep the joy of the Lord? And I've seen this week, and I believe this so good, it's so true. They said the joy of the Lord, you look at it this way, the J being Jesus, right? The J being Jesus, and you know that, and the Y and joy being you. Jesus, you. And he said that in the middle, that zero or that O in the middle. He said that O that would be in the middle of joy, that would represent nothing. And he said, don't let nothing come between Jesus and you. Don't let nothing come between Jesus and you. God showed me an illustration this week, Brother Kevin, that just as true can be. I learned this when I was a little bitty kid, and he brought it to my remembrance. And you say, preacher, how do I keep that joy up? The closer you get to God, the more that joy will be in your life. The further you get away, the further you'll go back. Hey, when I started this, and this is so simple that anybody can get this, when I first started learning how to use a screwdriver or tighten up a nut on the back of a boat, you know what my daddy told me? He said, righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. And when I was sitting in my study, God brought that to my memory, and I said, why is that? He said, the more you do right, the more you go right, the more you stay on that right path, the tighter you're going to get with God. If you feel like you're loose with God tonight, it may be because you're going left. And the more you go left, it'll be loose and loose. And the more you go that way, you'll get looser and looser and freer and freer. And before long, you'll see things in a different way. But the closer you get to God, the tighter you get with God. Can I get an amen? You know what I'm talking about? Tighter you can get with God. You say, how tight can you get? Hey, you can get tight as you want. Hey, you can climb up in his arms if you want to. You can climb just like that little baby's in Austin's lap. Austin, you can climb up in God's lap just like that. You can climb right up in there and he'll hold you just like you're holding that baby. There ain't a man in this room can snatch that baby out of your arms. There's not a man in this room can reach over and do anything to that baby when you're in the daddy's arms. I want you to know tonight, the joy of the Lord is when you're in the daddy's arms tonight. When you're wrapped up in daddy's arms, that joy. You say, preacher, what about if trials come? They're going to come. I tell you tonight, they're going to come, and you're going to have the joy of the Lord to get you through them. The joy of the Lord. You say, what's that? That's nothing between you and Jesus. It's just Jesus and you. I've said this all my life, and I believe this. You just be you full of Jesus, and it'll work. You don't try to be like nobody else. You just be you full of Jesus, and it'll work. He said in the Word of God, Hebrews 4:12, he said that the Word of God is sharper. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. If you got something in your life this week you don't know how to get over, speak the word on it. It'll cut its way through it. It'll cut its way right through it. So tonight, what I want you to know is the joy of the Lord is your strength tonight. If you don't have much strength tonight, get your joy back where it needs to be. So how do you do that, preacher? By asking God to restore that joy. And the psalmist said Sunday morning, we read it, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. We want that joy to be right where it is. Do we have that joy so we hoop and holler and scream and no, that don't mean you got joy. Hollering and screaming don't mean you got joy. You know what means you got joy? It's when you walk around and you say, yeah, it's going to be all right. Yeah, it's going to be all right. Yeah, God's got this. God's got this. I don't know how he's going to work it, but he's got it. I don't know how it's going to work out, but he's got it. He says tonight that the joy of the Lord, number one, we see tonight, that it's our strength in our trials. Number two tonight, it's our strength in temptation tonight. I got a news alert for you tonight. I love using that Amber Alert news alert because it needs to be on everybody's phone. You're going to be tempted. If Satan's going to tempt Jesus, guess what? He is going to tempt you and I. So what are you going to do with that temptation? You overcome that temptation, not in your own strength, not in your own power, not in your own will, but you overcome that temptation through the joy of the Lord, through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, number one tonight, that strength through the trials, strength through temptation, and he is our strength time after time. He's our strength time after time. Every time he is our strength. He never leaves thee nor forsakes thee. He is your strength tonight. But I want to show you a second thing tonight. If you'll look back with me to Hebrews chapter number 12 and verse number 1 and 2 tonight. As we look into the Bible tonight, Hebrews chapter number 12, verse 1 and 2, he says tonight, looking unto Jesus, so we see that the joy of the Lord is our strength, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. Number one tonight, the joy of the Lord is our strength. And number two tonight, The joy of the Lord is our satisfaction. You want to be satisfied? Hey, hold on, wait, don't. Get the joy of the Lord where it needs to be in your life. If there's anything tonight between you and Jesus, take it out. His family's in between you and Jesus. Get family out of the way. Hey, I didn't say do away with them. I said get it out of the way. Get your eyes on Jesus tonight. Friends, tonight, the storms that we come through tonight, everything that we heard in this room, doom and gloom, not one time do we heard how big our problems was, but not one time do we tell our problems how big our God is. Amen? Not one time tonight do we stand up and say, I know we got problems and we got pain and we got trials, but guess what? Pain, trials and problems, my God's bigger than you. And I want you to know tonight, you're going to have to take a back seat and you can't come between me and Jesus. That's easier said than done, ain't it? But tonight, I want you to know this. The joy of the Lord is our satisfaction. Turn with me tonight to Psalm 16 and verse number 11 tonight. He says, not only the joy of the Lord is our strength, but the joy of the Lord is our satisfaction tonight. Psalm 16 and verse number 11. Psalm 16 and verse number 11 tonight. He says tonight, the joy of the Lord is our strength. I'd ask you tonight, physically, how strong do you feel? And they some strong people in here. They some strong people, and they some weak people physically. But what about spiritually tonight? How strong do you feel? When your joy is right where it needs to be, you're going to be stronger. How satisfied are you tonight? You know the world we live in right now, there's a lot of unsatisfied people. And I've heard this said before, and I'll say it again tonight, it's worthy of saying, is this. If you're not satisfied with what God's giving you right now, if He doubled it, you wouldn't be satisfied. Because if you don't like it now, if He doubled it, you wouldn't like it then. Amen? When I married my wife, I loved her. If I didn't like her then, marrying her ain't going to make me love her on down the road. Can I get a witness? If you're not satisfied with God right now, you need to get satisfied with Him, whatever it takes tonight. He says tonight, He's our strength and He's our satisfaction. Psalm 16:11, the Bible says, Thou wilt show me the path of life, and in Thy presence is full of joy, and at Thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Our satisfaction tonight forevermore. If you get this tonight, that joy of the Lord is our satisfaction. There's satisfaction on the path of life. That's what He says tonight. Thou wilt show me the path of life. And when you get that satisfaction where it needs to be, that path of life won't be as bad as you used to think it was. You ever thought about that? You know, since I got saved, I don't have a problem with the police. Unless Mr. Do-Right's sitting on the side of the road and he's getting me speeding. I don't have a problem with the police no more. Used to, they was my worstest enemy. Couldn't stand them. I don't have a problem with them no more. You know why? Because I was breaking the law, and they was doing their job. You know, back then, I had a problem with God. Now I don't have a problem with God. Back then, He was doing His job, and I was breaking His law. You see, it was always me that was in the wrong. I never could be satisfied. I wanted more. I wanted to buy the best. I wanted to get the best. I wanted to have the best. And if you had better than me, I wanted to get better than you. And the Bible calls that greed, envy, and it calls them these things that we want to hold on to and cleave on to tonight. And friends, if there's anything that I ought to get satisfied in tonight, that ought to be the joy of the Lord and the satisfaction that He puts on my life tonight. If I spent as much time with God as I do trying to chase worldly things, I'd be more satisfied with the spiritual things that God has given me. Let me give you this tonight. There's satisfaction on the path of life. There's satisfaction, get this, in the presence of the Lord. If you've not been alone with, if the only time you get with God is at church, you have no joy. Okay, let me just lay that. If the only time you talk to God, the only time you touch your Bible, the only time you read, the only time you study, and I hate to be the one to break this to you tonight, but somebody's got to do it, might as well be me. If the only time you ever talk to God or ever got anything to do spirituality a little bit is when you come on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday, and if you don't come on Wednesday night, you just come on Sunday morning, you sure don't have no joy. You may be saved, but you ain't enjoying it at all. You're so miserable and hate to come to church. You know what I'm saying? Can I get a witness in the house? Man, I got to go. If I don't, preacher's going to call. If I don't go, preacher's going to call, and he's going to say, hey, I didn't see you at church this morning. I was just making sure everything's okay and you're not sick and everything's good. And then really, I didn't go to church because I laid out and I done this and I had to tell him, yeah, preacher, everything's good. But I really, and then everything just builds up. You don't know what I'm talking about? Or if you was satisfied with what God has done in your life, and I know I'm preaching to the cord tonight. Maybe they'll listen to the recording. Amen. Hey, I just got to have joy. I'm not letting it get me down. I got to have joy. If they would just, if people would just understand that your satisfaction and you want joy and you want peace and you want rest and you want all this, it's going to come by doing what God's called you to do and not forsaking the assembling of yourself together as the matter of some is, but exhorting one another even more as you see the day approaching. So when we get to this place and we see that day approaching, and in 1 Corinthians we know in chapter number 6, verse number 2, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Amen. He could come today. He could come today, right? We know he could come. So if he come today, I'd want to know when he came for his church, I was in his church house, right? I'd want to know I was here. So what I'm trying to say is this. When you're not doing what God's called you to do and you're missing here and there and skipping out and doing this and doing that, you're not satisfied. You're not satisfied. And you're not satisfied because you ain't got no strength. The person that's satisfied has strength. When you're satisfied with what God's done, right? He saved me. I want to tell people about him, and I love him so much. Have you ever thought about that in your mind, any? And I know you have. Have you ever thought about what he really did for you on the cross of Calvary? On the cross of Calvary, when he took them nail-scarred hands and he died there on the cross, he said he took the shame upon him, and the joy of the Lord was on him. And he said, man, I'm going to have joy when I do this, because I know when I die on this cross, my believers, my followers, when they come to know me, they're going to have joy in what they're doing. You know, Brother Garrett, when you sing, you have joy in it, don't you? You don't get up there and say, oh, my goodness, I got to sing again. No, you don't do that. No. If I got up here to preach, I say, oh, gosh, hey, I got to preach again. I might as well just sit down and not even preach. What I'm trying to tell you tonight is if you don't have no satisfaction, you won't have no strength. What I want this church to do is get satisfied with God. There's things goes on around here I don't like, and you don't either. There's things going on around here I don't like, and I don't get my way with it, and it don't go the way I want it to do. Well, you're the preacher. You ought to get your way. I don't get my way. But I don't have to be satisfied with you. You don't have to be satisfied with me. I have to be satisfied with God. The finished work that he did on the cross at Calvary. Because I want you to know, when I'm satisfied with him, that's where my strength comes from. When he can look at me and say, well done, that's where I get my strength. That's where I get my power from Jesus Christ tonight. Folks, tonight I want you to know there are going to be a lot of things in life that don't satisfy me and don't satisfy you. But there's one place we ought to find unity and we ought to get along, Brother Brent, and I believe you agree with me on this, is in the house of God. There ought not never be no division inside these walls. There ought never be no fussing and fighting. There ought to be unity, love, mercy, and grace all the way around this room tonight. And folks, tonight when we get there, this church will be so strong because it satisfies God. Number one, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Number two, the joy of the Lord is our satisfaction. Satisfaction in the path of life. Satisfaction in the presence of the Lord. And their satisfaction in the pleasure of the Lord. Number three tonight, and I'm going to get quick. I'll get on through this. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our satisfaction. Number three tonight, the joy of the Lord is our song tonight. When you get strong, you get where the Lord have you to be, and you get satisfied, it won't be long you're going to be singing. Even in a gas truck, Brother Hagin. Letting it eat. There's a lot of y'all in here can't sing. And I can't neither. Amen. Hey. Does that keep me from singing? No. No, sir. Uh-uh. Because I ain't. Yeah, you get it. And you ain't, yeah, and you get it that way. When I'm singing and I'm, man, and my strength is where it needs to be, I'm satisfied. I say, Lord God, I'm not letting nothing discourage me today. It's over with. And I'm going to sing to you. I'm going to sing to you. Have you ever been just going down the road and that radio blasting? And they're singing something like, I'm just a nobody. And all of a sudden they go to something, you think you know the song, and you're singing Amazing Grace. And the next thing you turn around, you're love lifted. It ain't that song. But you don't care. Why? Because you're just satisfied. You're just singing to God. Turn with me, if you will, to Isaiah 12:2. I want to show you this. He said, not only do we see that we have the strength of the Lord, when the joy of the Lord is our strength, the joy of the Lord is our satisfaction, but in Isaiah 12:2, the joy of the Lord is our song tonight. And this could have been our main verse tonight. Isaiah 12:2 tonight. Isaiah chapter number 12 and verse number 2. Look at this tonight. Isaiah 12:2. And the Bible says, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Now, he's your song tonight. He is your song tonight. While you're turning, turn with me to 1 Peter 1:8. And I want to show you the song tonight. 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 8. I want to show you this. 1 Peter 1:8 tonight. 1 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 8. The joy of the Lord is our song. I remember back in the day, and I'll just share this. I couldn't sing worth a lick and still can't. But I get about drunk. The witnesses in the house, you ain't got to raise your hand. I know there's a lot of saints in here. I get about, before I got about drunk, I wouldn't sing a word. No. As the night went on, give me the mic. Boy, it's quiet. I'd make a fool out of myself because I was drunk on not the Spirit. But you know what the Bible says in the book of Ephesians? Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. You know there's times that I will not sing. No. But let me get drunk in the Spirit. Can I get a witness? Let that Spirit come alive and you don't forget anybody's around you. You've been here in worship service. Don't act like you don't. You've been here worshiping and you wanted to let loose. And you got to singing. And man, you done got that old head laid back. And you went, and then you looked to the right and left and said, oh man, I can't do that. But then one day, Brother Jake, you just let her eat. And you let that old head back. And you start saying, love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Then you notice nobody else was singing. What made you do that? Because you was filled with the Spirit. You know what I want this church to be? What God wants this church to be? A Spirit-filled church. He wants when you to come in, He wants you to come in strong in the joy of the Lord. He wants you to come in satisfied with what He did. And He wants you to have a song in your heart. He don't want you to wait to get here to get a song. He wants you to walk in with a song. Got it? 1 Peter 1:8. Look here tonight. Look what he says here. 1 Peter 1:8, and the Bible says, whom having not seen, ye love. I've never seen him, but I love him. And whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable. There's a song we sing. With joy unspeakable and full of glory. You probably play it on the piano. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, Peter said, hey, I denied him one time, but I didn't deny him the second. I may have denied him one time. I may have denied him the second time. I may have denied him three times. I may have denied him. But on the day of Pentecost, I didn't deny him because I was full of the Holy Ghost. When you're full tonight, you will not deny Christ Jesus. When the strength of the Lord, that joy is full, you will not deny him. But when the joy is low, you have a tendency, and I do too, to deny the Lord. When you come in this place or something money can't buy, that's the joy of the Lord. Joy of the Lord is our strength. It's our satisfaction, and it's our song tonight. You say, what song do I have, preacher? The joy of the Lord. The fourth and last thing is this, the joy of the Lord is our salvation tonight. It's in Him, and it's in our salvation tonight. The joy of the Lord is our strength, and the joy of the Lord tonight, Jesus, nothing in between, and you, when you come together, that is your salvation tonight. When you have that joy of the Lord tonight, you'll see things more clearly. Turn with me tonight in closing to Galatians chapter number 5 and verse number 22 tonight. I just got to share it with you tonight. Galatians 5:22, you cannot have this without being saved. You cannot have joy. You can have happiness, but you cannot have joy without being saved tonight. I'm talking about spiritual joy. Can't. Because he said it's a fruit of the Spirit. The world can't give you joy. It can't. Look what he says tonight in Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, joy, peace. We done said that something money can't buy is the peace of God. Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Tonight, if I can give you anything before you walk out of this place tonight, my prayer to you is tonight that your joy be full. That your joy be full. The only way that you can have this strength that I'm talking about tonight, of that joy of the Lord, that strength, that satisfaction, and that song in your heart, is that you must be saved. You must be saved. It only comes by the fruit of the Spirit. Can't get it no other way. It comes through that fruit of the Spirit. I want to share this with you. Let me make sure I ain't running over. I'll make it up on Sunday. How's that? Brother Harold, tell him we'll make it up on Sunday. Just keep working. Keep working. Yesterday evening, it was pretty. Y'all know, y'all got outside, it's pretty. Brandy called me, said, when I get home work, you going to be at home? I said, yeah, I'll be here. What's up? She said, let's get on side by side and we're going to ride through the hills. So me and her got on a two-seater side by side with her dog. And he's about 80 pounds, 75 pounds, and he loves sitting in her seat. She's got to move. She got to sit in the middle. The dog likes to ride right there. I mean, we spoiled him. And you're talking about the joy of the Lord, Brother J.D., man. We got on that thing. We was flying through the hills. And I said, we'll stay on gravel road because we don't want to mess up nobody's deer hunting. And we won't run loud and we won't run hard. We'll just ease through about 40 miles. That's our time. That's what we love to do. I tell these young couples all the time when they get married, don't forget how you love one another and how it come together. Don't forget you don't have to buy her a car and all this stuff to show her you love her. You remember that one thing that you could do that you didn't have a penny to do when you first started loving one another. You remember that day when you didn't have a penny, you didn't have nothing but just loving. There was something you did together right then that you loved doing, and you really couldn't afford to do nothing else, so you had to do that. You know what I'm talking about? So that's what you did. And so that's what we did. We always rode. So we cut through them hills, and we finally got him settled down. Everybody's doing good. And I look up over the horizon, and there's two trucks sitting up there, and I said, oh, no, they're deer hunting. They're deer hunting. We fixed to mess somebody up. There's two men standing out there. I was thinking, Lord, they fixing to get us. Brother Les was in Tucker Bottom over by your house. When I come over that hill there, though, I seen a man. I said, I think I know him. So I had my game plan on. And when I got to where he was, it was Daniel Gaddis' daddy, Ricky Gaddis, full of the Holy Ghost. Standing outside, and when he seen me, I seen him. Boy, he lit up, and I lit up. The joy of the Lord. See, we stir one another. We stir one another. Just keep being by yourself, and it won't be long, you won't have no joy. When you get around somebody and you talk to the Lord, it stirs. Man, that thing comes alive. And the next thing I know, man, we done got talking about revivals we've been in together. And there's another man standing there, and his last name was Mills, but he wasn't chiming in none. Son, we was talking about Jesus. And we was talking about COVID and everything that kept us separated. And he said, man, can I put a little Jesus on you? Or maybe you put a little Jesus on me. I've got to hug your neck. Friends, I want you to know we embrace one another out there. We start loving on one another out there in the middle of nowhere. And you say, why is that, preacher? Because the joy of the Lord. I don't know what he was going through. He don't know what I was going through. But when we got together, I didn't talk about his problems. He didn't talk about mine. We talked about God. I'm going to give you something to do this week. When you want to start talking about your problems, start talking about God instead of your problems. Count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings and you'll be surprised what the Lord has done. He's given you strength. He's given you satisfaction. Sister Denise, he's given you a song. Sister D'Lo, he's given you a song. You sang every Sunday. Sister Joanne, a song you sang every Sunday. Sister April, a song. Sister Kim, a song. He's given us a song. But over all that, you know what he's given us? He's given us salvation. And if that ain't enough to have your joy bubbling on the inside, you'll never bubble. I ask you a question. Is the joy of the Lord in your life this afternoon? Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence, I love you so much. I thank you for Calvary. Lord God, I thank you that when they took you off that old cross and stuck you in that borrowed tomb, I thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That on that third day you arose again. Father God, you didn't only raise again for me, but for this whole entire world. There's not one person that'll spend eternity in a devil's hell that didn't have an opportunity to come to know you as their personal Lord and Savior. And Lord God, tonight, there's not a person in this place tonight that has to walk out them doors without that joy being full. They don't have to walk out that way. They can come to this old-timey altar and they can do business with you tonight because you are our strength tonight. You are our satisfaction. You are our song. And Lord God, you are our salvation. I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen, amen.